Well, we're continuing our journey through Acts, and today we're going to be talking about being set apart. In the Gospel reading, Jesus promises when he leaves his disciples that he'll send the Holy Spirit to be with them. He says that he'll be there to help them and be with them forever. And of course, that's the same for us because we're his disciples too. And it's so important to remember that God doesn't leave us on our own. And particularly in this time, we know that he is walking with us through everything that we are going through. And through the years, the Holy Spirit has guided countless people to do incredible things for him. This is a picture of you, for those of you who can see, of Amy Carmichael, who was born in Ireland in 1867. And she went on to be a missionary in India, setting up a safe house called the Donavur Fellowship, where she rescued children who'd been trafficked in Hindu temples. She served in India for 55 years and spent the last 20 years pretty much bedridden, but wrote lots of books and poems that have really inspired Christians through the years. And I was reading about her calling. She went in around 1890 to hear Hudson Taylor speak, and he was a very famous missionary to China. She came back and she was so inspired. She really prayed that God would send her to be a missionary. But she suffered with a lot of ill health and often was unable to get out of her bed. So she was writing a list of reasons why she didn't think she could possibly be a missionary. And she said she heard God speak to her as if he was standing in the room and he just said, go. And she said, well, surely not me. And she heard the voice again say, go. And so she went obediently. She went to India and did this incredible service for God throughout her life. And in this Acts passage, we're looking at this week, we're looking at Paul and Barnabas being sent. At that time, he was called Saul, but he then became Paul. And he was being set apart. And the verse says, set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them. And that's what the people who were praying and worshipping heard the Holy Spirit say. And it was such a clear direction. And it's important to notice that this came after the elders had all been praying and worshipping and fasting together. And gathering together to pray and worship like we're doing today is so important. We know that God can and does speak to us anytime, anywhere. But very often it's when we're in those times of praying and worshipping and really listening to God that we hear him most clearly. We're more kind of tuned into him, I think, at those times. Now, one of the things that several of you have said to me at this time is that you're all reading your Bibles more and you're finding that you're praying more. So I feel this is a time when actually probably all of us are being that little bit more tuned into God. I think perhaps it's one of the little positives out of this time of taking our lives not being quite so jam-packed with all the things that we usually fit into them. Perhaps there's just that little bit more space to take time. And people have sent round some wonderful worship songs that they've been listening to that have really inspired them. And again, I found that really helpful. So I think this thought of being set apart is a really key point for us at the moment. I just wonder if at present, in some ways, all of us are kind of being set apart. Even those of us who are working aren't able to do the social things that we normally do. There's a sense in which we're all being set apart at the moment. So I wonder if we could perhaps use some of this time of being set apart to perhaps ask God if there's something that he would like us to be doing at this time, maybe now or in the future. For most of us, it won't be a big mission like Saul and Barnabas were sent out to do, because those big changes of direction don't happen very often. But it might be that for one or two of you who are here with us today, God is actually wanting to talk to you about something big that he's asking you to do. So do take time to really listen to him. And if you do sense that's you, then ask other people to pray with you and for you about it. For most of us, it might be that God wants to encourage us through his Holy Spirit in one particular area. And in the autumn, we looked at all different areas of spiritual disciplines, for example, and it might be that he wants us to read our Bibles more or to go deeper with him in some particular area, such as social action. Whatever it is, just ask God, and I'm sure he will show you. But there's one other person who's mentioned in this passage that I want to really highlight, and that's John, who was known as Mark, who's mentioned at the end of that passage that Jan just read. And he's mentioned here as coming along with Barnabas because he was Barnabas's cousin. And he goes along with Barnabas and Paul as their helper. And it's really important to recognise that we all have different skills and God uses each of us in different ways at different times. And on this trip, Mark's job was to help Paul and Barnabas. And we know that he had a bit of a rocky relationship with Paul. In fact, a few chapters further on, we're going to find that Barnabas and Paul part company over a disagreement about Mark, and Mark goes off with Barnabas. But by the end of Paul's life, it's very clear that he has come to really value Mark, because we read in 2 Timothy 4:11, when Paul's writing a letter, he says, "Get Mark and bring him with you, because he is helpful to me in my ministry." So we know that they made it up and they worked together well towards the end. But we also know that Mark has been set apart by God and given very important gifts and skills of his own, because most theologians believe that this Mark is the same Mark the evangelist, who wrote the Gospel of Mark, the first gospel that was ever written. And also that he was went on to become the first bishop of Alexandria and the first person to establish the Christian church in Africa. And I wonder if some of us might feel a bit like Mark is described at the beginning of this passage, as a helper, an extra person who goes along to help the important people. But just like Mark, you too have gifts and skills that are unique to you and that God uses at different times. You'll have been exercising all these gifts and skills throughout your life. But I just want to encourage you that if you're someone who has a tendency perhaps to think of yourself less highly than you should, and perhaps less highly than God thinks of you, to take that example of Mark and remember that you are a person uniquely created with gifts and skills that God wants to use. Why not take some time of quiet in this coming week and ask the Holy Spirit to speak to each of you about the ways in which he wants to set you apart for whatever he's calling to you to right now, whether it's a small step or whether it's even something big that he wants you to do in the future. Let's just pause and pray. Father God, we thank you for the example of Paul and Barnabas and people like Amy Carmichael who heard your call and followed. Thank you that you've gifted each one of us and that you have set each one of us apart to be used at different times in different places by you. Lord, I want to pray firstly for anyone here who you are calling to do something special for you in the coming months. Something big. I just really want to pray, Lord, that you would speak to them clearly in these coming weeks as they take time out with you. I want to pray for each one of us, Lord, that we would make time and we would listen to you to hear the areas where you're calling us to go deeper in our knowledge of you and in our walk with you. And I pray especially, Lord, for any who don't see themselves as highly as you see them, that they would know how precious and valued they are by you, and that you would remind them of the many different ways in which you have used them and are continuing to use them in their lives. Amen. So in a moment, we are going to just sing our